produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
An olive has to go through three stages for its oil to run. It has to go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. And just like the olive, some of you may have felt like you've gone through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. You went through all of that for your oil to flow. Now your greater is coming.
If it had not been for the shaking, I never would have been ready for the making, no. If it had not been for the beating, I would have never knew how anointed I would be. Oh yeah. If it had not been for the pressing, I wouldn't be able to walk into my destiny. He's preparing me, preparing me, preparing me. working in the spirit. Happy, yeah. I'm pressing in the spirit, preparing me for greater.
Great day, everyone. Natasha Allen here with Nurture by Natasha, here to help you to cultivate that healthy lifestyle with your mind, your body, and your soul on today. And so we want to thank you so much for taking the time to tune in with us. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Lord God, for governing my mind, Lord God, and not allowing it to be all over the place and to go where you don't want it to go, Lord God. Lord, I next want to ask you to cover my body, Lord God, from the top of my head to the soles of my feet, Lord God, and order my footsteps each and every day. And then I want you to order my soul, Lord God, because my soul truly, truly belongs to you, Lord God. And I want to get back to you any way that I can, Lord God. And so that I know that each and every day that there is a journey that we all go through, Lord God. But Lord, I want to be on the right path with you, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen. So I want to thank you so much for tuning in with us this week. We greatly appreciate all of our listeners near and far, far and wide, of tuning in with us. And so today I want to share with you of 10 ways to nurture your body, your mind, and your soul on an everyday basis. It's super important to get up every day with a mindset that you can change from where you are. And so many of us, we feel that we can't change from where we are, but our body evolves each and every day. And so it is truly possible to really, really to change where you are. And so in the midst of change, first we have to really govern our minds, right? We have to really govern our minds. And, you know, we have to eat more vegetables. We have to limit the sugar and also drink more water in the midst of doing that. And, you know, get outside and enjoy nature, right? There's so many wonderful, amazing things that we see that God provides for us each and every day. As I woken up this morning, hearing the birds outside of my window, it just lets me know that God is still able. And I hope that you too know that He is still able. He sits high and He looks low on all of the things that He provides for us. And so with our mind, you know, it is truly, we don't want it to be the devil's advocate playground. And so, you know, reading our Bible and definitely staying rooted will help to really, really get our mind to where it is that He wants us to be. It's that Wi-Fi, that spiritual Wi-Fi that I always talk about and reference to, that we have to stay connected to, right? It's super important to stay connected. And so the first thing is, before we start, we must realize that everything that we do, sometimes we have these to-do lists, right? Of all these things that we want to do. And oftentimes the key word is that you want to do, and things don't always go the way it's planned. And so we have to begin to govern our minds of what it is that God really wants us to do. And so in the midst of doing that, sometimes these to-do lists that we make out, these plans and, you know, these journeys that we set out for ourselves, if we don't include Him in the midst of it, trust me, it's going to all fail. It's not going to always go as planned. And then it's some things that he taps into our mindset and wants us to do. And many of us been running for a mighty, mighty long time. And so it's super important to hear, right? And so in the midst of making these to-do lists, which brings me to my next point, is sometimes we got to start with being quiet, right? Being an introvert like-minded of sometimes getting into our own selves, right? Being an introvert, we know as introverts, they close themselves off from people. You know, they don't feel comfortable in certain spaces. And so in the midst of, you know, having that quiet time, that peace that passes all understanding, that's going to help you with your mind in the midst of getting deep down with Him, right? So we have to become one with Him. And that means being connected daily to your Wi-Fi, getting into your war room. I don't know if many of you have saw that movie, but it's a phenomenal movie of getting into your war room. You know, trials and tribulations, they're going to come. But it's staying connected to that Wi-Fi that's really, really going to help you to govern your mind. And it's going to give you that discernment. So when those that are not Christ-like or Christ of Christ, so to say, right, it's going to help us to really, really to know these things. And, you know, once you get rooted, you'll begin to see things in the spiritual eye. Right? You begin to see things like never, ever before. As they say, the cataracts will be coming off your eyes and you'll begin to see things so much more clearer. And so it's all about staying rooted, right? Stealing away some time. And we make time for so many other things, right? And sometimes we got to really set our clocks to really, really just give Him that time. So sometimes you got to get up a little bit early, right? The early bird gets the worm. And so getting up a little bit early and taking that time throughout your day and, you know, reflecting at the end of your day of what amazing things He have truly, truly done in your lifestyle. And the next thing is that you want to start with the Word, right? That's that good old supernatural feeding that, you know, not here on planet Earth can give you, right? And I want you to read Romans 15:4, right? I have a store up word in my heart that I might not sin against you. And so we got to store it up. And that's the reason we want to stay rooted, right? Because we're not going to always have our sword with us, right? And so even in the midst of having your sword should be so embedded in your heart that when the trials and the tribulations come and your mind begin to sway, baby, you got a sword that's deep down inside of you that no man can take away, because you have already read and studied thyself approving that you know the word and you have gotten into it, and God will truly give you the understanding, right? Many of us, I know as a babe, like I said, my grandmother was a pastor, and we would always read from the King James Version Bible verse. And the theys and the thous and the arts and all of that, you know, as a young babe in Christ, it becomes very confusing. But as we read the translation version, it really breaks it down that even a baby can understand. Even a baby can understand what's going on. It's important to definitely to stay rooted. I'm so great about the fact that, you know, mama and grandma took me to church and shared with me the word of God. And so, you know, over and over as time went on, you know, I began to hear the scriptures and hear the words that was stated in the pulpit or from Bible study or from Sunday school, right? And so as you grow older and really get connected into that Bible, that basic instruction before leaving earth, it really begins to manifest and unfold in my life. And it will honestly do the same for you. And I'm so glad about that on today that, you know, they fed me. They fed me, right? Mothers and we're real nurturers. And so to really have you to really feast on the word and take you to Sunday school, right? And, you know, we would get asked questions by our Sunday school teacher and we would sing songs and all those things. I'm sure many of you, you know, if you're church babies, you know all about it, right? And so the other thing is, it's the water that he gives, that everlasting water. But it's also that water that is for our body as well, spiritually as well as physically. Our bodies aren't mere containers of our minds and our souls. They are gifts from God to steward wells, right? So we store the word down inside of us, which is that everlasting water that runs deep. But also, you know, we're drinking from the human standpoint of drinking water. It helps to restore your organs. It helps to replenish your skin so that you can, you know, clear out those organs and flush out those kidneys, right? It is an amazing thing to the way that we treat our body. We get one life to live. And so you have to truly, truly to govern yourselves accordingly and treat your temple with love and kindness, right? And also give it the spiritual food as well as the natural food that you need along the way. So it's super important to do all of those things in the midst of starting your day off, not just brushing your teeth and getting the water into your system. You know, we have to continue to stay healthy each and every day. That also is going to mean that it requires some activity from you, right? Not just sitting in front of the television and getting that remote and playing the video games. And I'm talking to the youth out there as well. And so it also requires you to get up and get your body moving, right? You got to get your body moving. You know, take a walk around the park. Take a walk around the lake. And sometimes in the midst, we have some people that's just not as motivated as we are. And we all fall short each and every day. And so it's super important to always to get you a buddy system. A buddy system of someone that you can share the good old word with as well as the water. Right? Because we're all going to get thirsty along the way. And in the midst of getting thirsty along the way, you know, why not share the gift of God with someone else? Right? Each one teach one. And so, like I said, I'm forever grateful that my grandmother and my mother was there to teach me along the way. And so, you know, if you're not a Christian, you know, we offer Christianity to you, right? It's food that, you know, you'll never, ever go hungry. And I'm so grateful that I can hold to God's unchanging hand, even in the midst of maybe things may not be going well, even in your lifestyle. I'm so forever grateful to offer this opportunity to you on today, right? So many people say, you know, no one really offered me a plate. No one offered me a meal. And so I didn't get me a plate. And so today I'm offering you that plate of food that's everlasting. It's the BIBLE. And it has so many wonderful aspects of your lifestyle that you're going through right now, right? And even if you haven't even stumbled across the plate of food or the things that you're going to be going through in life, that good old book has every story from near and far that will help you. And so, you know, get into it and definitely read it more. You know, so many of us have cobwebs on our book and on our heart. We need to get in there, and sometimes we got to do a spring cleaning, right? And get in there and get into the chambers of our heart. There's so many things in there that we hoard and we hibernate. And so now is the time to get moving. Move into nature, right? There's so many wonderful things that happens outdoors. so many things that happen with inside of us, and we got to begin to get moving. So many of us have gotten so comfortable in where we are. Now is the time to get moving. So I'm going to ask you to take the time this week, this month, to nurture you. Not only just the outside of you, right? Many of us, we are really well at that, of nurturing the outside of us. But start nurturing the inside of you, mind, your body, and your soul. And take time and take heed of your body. We get one of those wonderful, magnificent vessels that we get to travel in on this journey, right? And so we have to treat it with love and care and understanding. And then the other thing is, we have to move with compassion. Move with compassion. Share the gift of love. The gift of love will truly, truly conquer all. Love conquers all. The good old book tells us that love conquers all. And so in the midst, you know, love on someone. You never, ever know what someone is going through. And in the midst, it will truly help you to feel much better about your situation. Oftentimes, you know, we can stumble a little bit or feel a little depressed along the way. But love lifted me. I remember my grandmother used to sing that song. And every time I hear it, it reminds me of her. Love lifted me when nothing else would help. Love lifted me. And love will truly, truly do that for you. It truly will lift you. And so you have to make a practice of noticing just the little small things around you, right? And as you begin to get rooted, you'll begin to notice so many things around you that we will show our gratitude for just the little teeny things. Of even if someone gives us a nickel or just a gesture of a smile on a face can brighten someone else's day. And so with all humility and gentleness, with patient bearing with one another in love. And that's Ephesians 4:22. So the other scripture that I love is, know this, my beloved brother, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. James chapter 1 verse 19. Read those things and embed them in your heart. And every day, you know, always find a way to be thankful. End each day with thanksgiving. With thanksgiving. It's so much in the world to be thankful for each and every day. So much. So many things to be thankful for. I'm super grateful today for God opening my eyes, and also thankful for Kayla and Miss Josie for this wonderful platform here of Finding My Way Radio. I'm forever grateful, right? Because so many people don't have that beacon of light of someone to pour into them. An inkling of light and love. And that's what it's all about. It's spreading love. Spreading what God has already done for you with the world. And so I'm forever grateful for them. So we want to definitely to keep them lifted up in prayer, and that God continues to order their footsteps, and everyone here at Finding My Way Radio, right? We greatly appreciate each and every one of you for sharing your gifts, for not finding it robbery, right? To share out there of the good works that God has done for you. It truly, truly, you know, shows of just opening up your mouth and showing the works that God has done in our life. And many people hide that and don't want to share it. And so hopefully you'll get out today and share your gifts with the world, because someone is truly waiting on you and waiting on your story, right? To share it. And in with reflection. Sometimes we have to sit back and just reflect on just how amazing he is, right? How amazing. Oh my goodness, I'm super ecstatic. I get excited of just when I look back over life's journey of just how far he has brought me from, of all the trials, the tribulations, the good and the bad. And sometimes we take the little teeny things for granted. And so I'm forever grateful to share with you here on today. And so one of my other favorite artists is Jacara Kerr. I believe that's how you say her name. And she talks about the olive branch and how the olive branch go through so much, and the olives that's on that branch, and how it creates the oil. It goes through so much of the beating and the shaking. And so I want you to take and listen to the melodies of this song as it plays for you. I'm forever grateful of all the things, good and the bad, that God has brought me through. I'm forever grateful. I'm grateful for the birds. I'm grateful for the changing of the seasons. I'm grateful for this vessel that He gives me to be a vessel to each and every one of you that are listening in. And so my name is Natasha Allen here with Nurture by Natasha. Take time to nurture your body, your mind, and your soul. For it will truly, truly pay off in the long run. I'm forever grateful. And so be grateful for just sometimes just the little teeny things in life. Be grateful for those things. And may God continue to bless and keep each and every one of you. So dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you on today for everyone under the sound of my voice. Those that are watching and they're listening to the replay, Lord God, I just thank you, Lord God, to just keep them. Keep their mind, keep their body, keep their soul, Lord God, and to just renew in them the right spirit and just to help them along the way, Lord God, when they feel that they want to throw in the towel, Lord God, as sometimes we do. And Lord, just continue to keep their families, Lord God, and whatever the situation is, Lord God, and just allow them to know that you sit high and you look low. And that all things through Christ, that strengthens them, that they can do it all. And that if they keep leaning on you, that they can move forward in this journey. I just want to thank you on today for tuning in with us. Go over and visit us on our website. We're over at nurturebynatasha.com. You can also visit us on Facebook. We have Nurture by Natasha VIP page over there. Like us, love us. We go live over there on Monday, Wednesdays, and Friday, as well as we're on Instagram as Nurture by Natasha, as well as on Periscope at Nurture by Natasha. Stay connected with us. We greatly appreciate each and every one of you, and may God continue to bless you in all that you do.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.